Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Rod Mozell with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
And Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're asking you to join us and vote no on State Question 805.
805 lessens the punishment for habitual offenders like home burglars, cattle thieves, and even those using the internet to prey on our children.
Let's stand with sheriffs, district attorneys, victims of domestic abuse, and your fellow farmers and ranchers and vote no on Question 805.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans United against 805, 4 Northeast 10th Street, Suite 445, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73104, 405-633-1270.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
We're a month into the CFAP 2 program, $7 billion paid out thus far to farmers and ranchers, according to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Issued a report yesterday on where we're at right at this moment. $776 million out to Iowa farmers, ranchers. That's the top state in the country. Nebraska, Illinois, about $500 million each. $393 million to Kansas producers. $325 million to Texas producers. $215 million to Oklahoma. $269 million of Missouri farmers. Cattle producers in this second go-round, right at $1.7 billion thus far being handed out across the U.S. CFAP 2 sign-up continues through early December. Wet and winter-like weather are falling across a good bit of the country from Texas and Oklahoma on up into the Midwest, and that'll be slowing down what harvest activities have been going on that have been almost perfect to this point. Well ahead of normal on several of our major crops. We're 72% harvested now in the U.S. corn crop, ahead of 56% their five-year average. We're at 83% of the U.S. soybean harvest now done, 73% five-year average, 74% of the U.S. grain sorghum crop now harvested versus 61% five-year average. Cotton crop, 42% harvested nationally. That is right in line with their five-year average, up 42%. Winter wheat crop mostly in the ground now here in the Southern Plains. However, the crop's not doing really very well. We're at 27% poor to very poor on the Texas wheat crop. Oklahoma, 25% poor to very poor. Kansas, 24% poor to very poor. Dry weather to blame for the poor to very poor ratings of our 2021 winter wheat crop. Pasture range ratings also showing a lot more poor to very poor ratings than good to excellent ratings at this just juncture. That's been the case the last few weeks, but it continues to be the case. We're now looking at 20% nationally in good to excellent shape on our pasture range ratings. That's unchanged from a week ago, but locally we've slipped a little bit. Texas, 18% now in good to excellent shape, down 2 points from a week ago. 24% good to excellent ratings for Oklahoma. That's down 3 points compared to 1 week ago. Kansas steady with compared to a week ago at 27% in good to excellent shape. Missouri 29% good to excellent shape, actually up by about 3 percentage points compared to 1 week ago. The poor to very poor ratings nationally, 40% for Texas, 31% for Oklahoma. Some of the worst spots include Oregon, 86% poor to very poor on their pasture range ratings. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.